Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, everybody. This is Shannon, and this is my absolute first podcast ever. So welcome and congratulations to me. I just want to give a little introduction in addition to the other introduction, since this is my first ever podcast, and it's been an interesting process getting rolling with this. My podcast guy strongly advised me to use a good microphone and to use really specific equipment to record these in a quality that sounded good for everybody. And I tried and I tried and I tried. And what it basically boiled down to was that I had to be able to do these podcasts in the way that worked for me. Since I'm on the road all the time and I'm in different environments and different places, and the one thing that's consistent is I've always got my laptop with me. So some of these podcasts are going to be done just with my Apple headphones plugged into my computer, and some of them are going to be done on a proper, super awesome microphone, and some of them are going to be done via like Zoom recording when I'm talking to some of my amazing friends from all over the world about Access Consciousness. And so please forgive me. I'm doing this the way that works for me, and we'll see how we progress. So I'm coming to you today for the first time ever from Malmö, Sweden, and I'm going to be traveling around the world and giving you guys a rundown of where I am when I'm doing these podcasts. Because that's a huge part of my life, is traveling around the world, facilitating Access Consciousness, and creating my life, and enjoying the planet. And so, as you know, the title of this podcast, Consciousness Anywhere and Actually Everywhere, is something that I would love to explore with all of you guys throughout the duration of these podcasts. I have been so blessed to have exposure to Access Consciousness from a really young age. And the tools have transformed my life, my universe, my reality so dynamically that I would love for more people to know what's possible, how to utilize the tools. And for those of you guys that really want to have a super amazing, easy life, please know that it's actually possible. You're just going to have to choose it. And that statement, you're just going to have to choose it, might be the most profoundly easy yet profoundly frustrating aspect of access. It's your choice is the superpower of the universe. So today, for the first podcast, I would love to dive into choice, what it is, how to do it, why we do it, can we do it, and what are the implications of our choices? As basic and simple as that sounds, it is the pivot point for our whole lives and the get out of jail free card that almost none of us use, that any and all of us could choose. So my name is Shannon O'Hara, and I am Gary Douglas's stepdaughter. So Gary Douglas is the phenomenal founder of Access Consciousness. He started doing Access when I was about 11 years old. My parents were always pretty alternative. I grew up in Southern California, and both of my parents were seekers. They were into all sorts of different stuff, and you know, I didn't think anything of it. It was just the household I was growing up in. I've got a half brother, a half sister, and a stepbrother, so we were a really blended family. Also thought that was totally normal. And then, you know, my dad started basically channeling Access. And I'll refer to Gary as my dad from here forward because he's the man who raised me. My mom married him when I was 5 years old, and I grew up with Gary, and he is the man who I call my father. So he started channeling Access. So for those of you guys that don't know what channeling is, it's when someone leaves their body and another being comes in and speaks. And again, like growing up in a household like that, it was just, that's what my parents were doing out in the living room while I was going to sleep at night. And he basically started channeling Access. Long story short, these amazing tools started coming through. So the bars was the first tool in Access to really come forward. And it's a funny thing called the bars. We call it the bars because it's a light touch on the head that you're basically touching both sides of a bar that runs through the head. And it's through touching these points lightly that you will begin to dissipate and release all the electrical charge that you generate through your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Now, that might sound profound to you, and it might sound like it makes no sense. And I assure you that it is so phenomenal that almost nobody has a reference point for what that's like until they experience it. As science tells us, if you know this or not know this, science basically has shown us that all of our thoughts, all of our feelings, all of our emotions have electrical frequencies that they generate. And it's these electrical charges that we start to store in our neurological pathways, in addition to biological pathways, in addition to energetic pathways, in addition to psychic space that science has no reference point or capability of measuring at this point. But what's so phenomenal about the access bars is that they literally are a dissipation system for all of that hardwiring that we store up, not just from this lifetime, but every lifetime. And it's this super simple, weirdly easy process where you just lay down, someone touches your head for like an hour or whatever, however long you get your bars on, and goes through the bars process. And you know, like the worst thing that happens is you feel like you got a great massage. And the best thing that happens is that literally your whole life starts to change. Now, this thing about your whole life starting to change is an interesting one for me, because I have seen a lot of people say that they want to get better and say they want to change and say they want to choose, but they don't. They sort of like use the tools until they either get the change they want or they reach a barrier that they can't go beyond choosing. So at this point, the bars are this really dynamic process that can be used like anytime, anywhere, by anybody. I love to make that emphasis that it can be used anytime, anywhere, by anybody, because it really takes the significance off of that you need to be this like super trained, you know, educated, important person to do this stuff. It's like, no, it's like consciousness is free. It's free energy. It belongs to everybody. And everybody has the ability to access that energy and access consciousness. And so the bars was the first part of the tools that came forward. And I think you can look at accessconsciousness.com/bars to find out more about that. If you don't know about it yet, check it out. Find somebody in your area. See if it's something that you want to add to your life. I get my bars run at least a minimum of once a week. It makes my life a bazillion times easier. If I start going longer than a week without my bars, I start getting grumpy and gripey and bitchy and moany and not happy. And as soon as I have my bars run, I'm like, OMG, how did I ever function without this before? So check it out. And so Gary started channeling the bars. And I was actually in the first bars class ever. I was 12. I think my little sister might have been there too. I can't really remember. But the bars class, Gary basically channeled the first bars class. And he channeled at that point he was channeling Rasputin. And so Rasputin basically facilitated the bars class. I think that Gary had like 4 or 6 or something, like good family friends over for this first class. And I got my bars run. And the part that I remember that was so powerful was this incredible, like I sort of like slept through the bar session, although it wasn't really sleep. It was like this other really intense, intensely peaceful, powerful yet spacious process. And at that point, I didn't have a reference point for what that was. And I've come to learn that that is accessing consciousness. And so I had my bars run and I sort of slept, but it was this other thing that was going on that I didn't have a reference point for. And I got up after my bars and I went to put my feet on the ground to like walk into the house to go to bed. And I like couldn't stand up. I had to lay back down. My whole universe had changed so much that I literally couldn't. It took me a while to adjust to this new world. And so anyways, I went inside, went to bed, and then I didn't want to do the weird stuff that my dad was doing for a lot of my teens. You know, it was like, who wants to do what their parents are doing when you're a teenager? So Gary continued to develop access for years, and I didn't do it for years until I got into my late teens, and I was really, really unhappy. I had I had been in art school for a couple of years, and I just was miserable. I was so depressed, and I kind of like wanted to kill myself, and it was not working for me. And I would have these conversations with Gary for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and I would call him and I'd be so upset about something. And by the time I hung up the phone with him, I couldn't even remember what I was upset about when I had called him. And I started noticing this consistent pattern, and I started noticing how there was something changing in my world. And what he was doing with me was he was actually starting to process me using the tools of access. And he also kind of like tricked me into getting my bars run, not by him, but by other people, which was really a stroke of genius on his part, because I would have resisted him, but I was in so much pain that I needed to do something. And I used, you know, the bars. And bit by bit, I started to actually get really happy. And I started noticing like, oh my God, like I used to be in so much pain and now I'm not. If this can work for me, this can change. This can work for anybody. And so it was at that point that I was like, fuck, it's like, I really want to do access. Like, this is the only thing that makes sense to me. This is the only thing that makes me happy. Not that there isn't anything else in the world that could have made me happy at that point. I was just so overloaded with unconsciousness and judgment and separation and so much of the stuff that so many of us suffer underneath the weight of that I couldn't function. And so using the tools of access cleared a lot of that and began to show me how to function more consciously. And that's really what I'd like to do with all of you guys throughout this podcast and through everything that I produce and everything I facilitate, whether it's free or not free, whatever it is, whether you come, you know, whether you watch the YouTube channel, whether you listen to this podcast, whether you come to meet me and do one of my classes around the world or take a teleclass or take any access class with any access facilitator. It's like, these tools are abundant, they are profound, they are easily available. We are not hiding this stuff. We are making this stuff as accessible and available as possible to everybody who desires to truly change their universe, have an easier possibility, and access a different possibility. So I started to step into access more, and I dropped out of art school and I moved back down to Southern California where I grew up. I was going to art school in Northern California, and I started just like go on this vision quest of life. And I was so young. I was 20 years old, and I was, you know, I was an adult, but I wasn't really an adult. And I knew I wasn't normal. I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And I knew that access, I was so inspired and so in love with access. So bit by bit, I started doing little classes, little access classes, little intros, you know, not having a clue. I look back now, you know, it's like I'm 39 years old this year. Just this month I turned 39, and I look back at where I started at 20 and like how incredible it was that I did that sort of like so out of my depth and just so desiring to have access be possible in my life and in the world that I just started where I started. And, you know, nearly 20 years later, I run a multi-million dollar access consciousness facilitation business. I travel the world all the time. I have so much joy in everything that I do and get to meet some of the most incredible people on the planet who are looking to change their lives and get to be receiving so much joy, so much beauty, so much ease, and to know where I started from, which was suicidal, depressed, miserable, like clueless about money, and hating myself, hating my body, hating everybody, hating everything, to come from that to this, it's like miracle after miracle after miracle. So, like, wherever you are, start there. You don't need to be okay. You don't need to be right. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be happy. You don't even need to know that something else is even possible. If you're listening to this right now, chances are you have actually known something else was possible, but didn't really know how to access it or didn't know where to start or have sort of this also combined disbelief of possibility. Like, you know, it's possible, but like you've already dedicated your life to like the impossibility or whatever, you know, whatever, wherever. no matter how fucked up you think you are or how fucked up you are, whether you're on hardcore psychotropic drugs, whether you're on hardcore pharmaceuticals for some really intense sickness in the body, or you're $100 million in debt, or on your fifth marriage and just like no luck in any area. It's like, welcome to the club. This is what's possible. And utilizing and applying these tools will profoundly transform any area, even the most fucked up area, if you're willing to do the work, to get through the changes, and to really question reality. And so 20 years ago, I started with Access. Gary started long before that. And I really chose to dive into Access. And so here we are today. I'm sitting on this sofa in Sweden, sort of reflecting on the journey. And it's like, I still look at like how far I've come in the last 20 years and how excited I am to see what the next 50 to 100 is going to be like on this planet with this body. And let's face it, like we're on a planet right now that's in a very like extreme geological time. We're either on the brink of technological utopia or a technological disembodied unnatural nightmare. And it's sort of like, what reality are you living in? And what are you choosing? And what would you like to choose? And what kind of world would you like to live in? And so through these podcasts and through all these conversations, I'm going to be touching on every area, like even stuff that like we might not think about on our daily basis. You know, my first sort of gold strike was facilitating a class called Talk to the Entities. And I started doing that as a way of, number one, dealing with my own extreme sensitivity to the spirit world, but also because I was really inspired and really pushed to create it. And so Talk to the Entities was something that I facilitated as an Access Consciousness specialty class for years and years, and I still do. It's become its own big thing. It has worldwide facilitators. You know, it's got Talk to the Entities facilitators that speak over 25 languages. We're all over the planet doing these amazing classes. So some of these conversations are going to be on that topic about the spirit world, around consciousness, around the spirit world. And you know, that could be the most extreme weird conversation. And that again is my wheelhouse. So there will be a lot of that conversation about awareness, about why dealing with the spirit world is seen as such a overly dramatic, thing in Western culture, and why in older cultures, more rural cultures, more native cultures, it's dealing with the spirit world is common sense. So really talking about and bringing the tools of Talk to the Entities into like a modern day context and conversation, and applying the tools of Access to shift, change, and transform your ability to deal with that phenomenon and how that transforms your consciousness. You know, it's like every time you shut out an awareness, you become less of you. Every time you embrace, acknowledge, receive awareness, you become more. And so that's where this dynamic thing of choice comes into play. Do you desire to be more aware, more conscious, more of you, more possible, more powerful, more creative, more free, more happy? You know, has that been a choice you've been making, or have you just been trying to survive, you know, underneath an extreme weight of pain and judgment and separation and insanity? And so neither one is more right or wrong than the other. It's just a choice. And what choice are you making? It's like, are you free to choose? Will you be free to choose? Or do you look for a million reasons for why you can't? But what if you can? And so we'll, you know, dive into the Talk to the Entities stuff, which I'm super excited about. And we'll get a bunch of the awesome Talk to the Entities facilitators on here and get different amazing, profound stories and insights. And of course, the tools. And I cannot emphasize enough how the tools are so easy to use and so effective, but you have to use them. So I'll be sharing tons of tools. And I say we'll be sharing tons of tools because I'll also have a bunch of other speakers on here with me. And then, in addition to talk to entities, it's like, I'd love to dive into money with all of you guys, and business with all of you guys, and relationships, and body, and sex, and nature, and healing, and family, and what else is possible. I can't wait to share with you guys all these amazing tools and anything that you can use to make any area and every area of your life easier, more joyful, and more possible. And so the foundational mantra, or I would even say like the cornerstone, the thesis, the ethos, the target of access is for all of life to come to you with ease and joy and glory. Do you believe that you can have a life of ease? Do you value ease? Or is struggle and hard and difficult more valuable, more relevant? And you know how you know which one of those is your real true point of view? Is by how your life is showing up. How your life is exactly what your point of view is. If your life is hard, that's because somewhere in your universe, you either value difficulty or have bought that difficulty is more real and true or whatever. But it's like, you know what you're really choosing by the way in which your life is showing up. What if you were willing to have that honesty with yourself? Not the fantasy of what you think you should be or the way you think you want to be, but the way that where you actually are today. And it's when you can acknowledge where you are today, there and then, that's when true change can begin. If you're always distracted or functioning from the fantasy of how you want to be or the way in which you think you should be, you're never even really going to begin to change because you're always in a distraction. You're always in a fantasy. You're not actually in true acknowledgement and true choosing. And so I invite you to have a look at, really take an inventory of your life, whether that's joyful or painful. You know, it's like, take an inventory of your life today. Like, even like right now, scan your body. Like, just even paying attention to your body. How's your body feeling? Does it feel good? Does it feel tight, sad, tired, hungry, easy, not easy? Taking a scan of your body, and then taking a scan of your life. What would you like your life to be? And of course, we've got our bodies. We've got our relationships, whether they're good or bad. You know, we've got our relationships with our family. We've got our relationships with our friends, with our acquaintances, our colleagues. We've got our bank accounts. Scan all of this. Scanning also like your connection to the earth. It's like, we've got these bodies. It's like, do you enjoy the planet with your body? What if a body was for enjoying the earth and all of its sensations and gifts? Now, what's possible? Would it surprise you to know that you actually have to choose in order for things to show up in your life? Are you choosing your life today? Or are you on some sort of conclusion about your life, autopilot about your life, avoidance of life, or living in reaction to other people's points of view about life, so on and so on and so on? And so I invite you to the smorgasbord of choice, and I will work with you tirelessly to machete through the thick mat of limitation and point of view and judgment and stuff that you might be functioning from that is preventing easy choice, a life of ease and joy, and deep dynamic transformation. Now, if you do not want to have an easier life, if you do not want to be happy, you're probably not going to like my podcast. Everything that I do is designed to access greater ease and to access greater happiness. That is my priority, that is my target, and that is absolutely what is valuable to me. I invite you to discover how money can be easy, how bodies can be pleasurable, how relationships can be dealt with, the good ones, the bad ones, the difficult ones, how to not be at the effect of other people, but how to be creative beyond other people's stuff, and also how to really start creating and inviting the relationships you truly would like to have, and being able to identify the people in your life that are capable of playing with you or sexing with you or enjoying with you, and those who simply never can and never will, and how to create relationships that work for you rather than have relationships that distract you from joy, ease, and peace, or relationships that are hard work and abusive. We'll have conversations about abuse. We'll have conversations about how wide-reaching consciousness is, and how that consciousness is in every molecule in the universe. Our realities are a sum total of what we believe, think, and what we agree to. And so what if in every moment there was this golden possibility to embody, not to disembody? What if through every question, a doorway to a new possibility opened? Are you interested in new possibilities? Or have you already decided you have the right answer, the right way, and have lost all question? If you are not a questioner, you will not enjoy my podcast. But if you are a questioner, if you are a seeker, if you've always known that something else was possible, I cannot wait to journey with you across the great expansive consciousness and discover the new worlds of possibility that lie in wait for each and every one of us within our consciousness and in all consciousness in the universe. So, welcome to Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere. I am Shannon O'Hara. I cannot wait to dive deep into changing and transforming all realities beyond barriers, beyond fear, and definitely beyond judgment. Thank you so much for listening, and can't wait to talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.